current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of News Right Now, Seats for Sale. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, on January the 22nd, 2026, US President Donald Trump formally launched his new international initiative known as the Board of Peace by signing its founding charter. Trump, who will serve as the chairman of the board, was joined by leaders, foreign ministers, and senior officials from a group of around 18 to 19 countries that officially signed the document. Founding signatories at the ceremony included representatives from Argentina, Qatar, Bahrain, Morocco, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, Hungary, Azerbaijan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, the United Arab Emirates, Kosovo, Paraguay, Uzbekistan, Mongolia, and others. Seven Western European powers such as France, the UK, and others chose not to participate in the signing due to potential to overlap with existing United Nations roles. The rise of new international bodies should be understood alongside the slow weakening of the United Nations and other long-standing global institutions. What is happening now is a conflict within the West. These new bodies being formed where influence depends on money. Power is held by self-chosen global elites, and the United Nations is deliberately ignored and undermined by the US. Trump made no attempt to hide his disregard for the UN when he stated, quote, "The UN just hasn't been very helpful. I'm a big fan of the UN's potential, but it has never lived up to its potential. The UN should have settled every one of the wars that I settled. I never went to them. I never even thought to go to." Unquote. However, the key thing to be understood is, whether power is exercised through the United Nations or so-called Board of Peace, both frameworks lack legitimacy and both definitely do not deserve to decide the fate of Muslim lands, especially when those same powers have enabled, funded, and shielded the occupiers. Another serious concern is the role of some Arab and Muslim governments that have chosen to support these changing power structures. These governments have betrayed the Ummah and chosen to side with the enemy of Islam in their evil plans and agendas against the values of their own people as well as the people of Palestine. They describe their cooperation as practical and necessary, but they have openly proven their loyalty for injustice to continue. By taking part, they help give legitimacy to systems that harm and exclude the very communities they claim to defend. This behavior is nothing but traitorous. At the center of this global system is the repeated use of crises for political and economic gain. Wars, economic problems, displacement, and instability are not only truly solved, but maliciously orchestrated to control, manipulate, and influence the weaker countries for their benefit. Under the language of aid, security, or stability, these Western powers shape political decisions, take resources, and set conditions. As a result, suffering continues, dependence grows, corruption spreads, and true independence remains out of reach. All of this shows that the current global order is not strong but fragile. The Western front is divided, international institutions are weakened, and many people no longer believe in the values they claim to represent. This moment should awaken resolve and purpose within us, the Muslim community, to seek unity amongst Muslim lands through a political authority rooted in Islam. An authority whose legitimacy comes from moral responsibility and whose duty is to protect life, land, and human dignity as sacred trusts before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Islamic Khilafah, whose method is based upon the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, working earnestly for the whole of Islam to be implemented in its full form on every level. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, verse 57, "Legislation is for none but Allah. He declares the truth and He is the best of judges." Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.